The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
You're listening to the Aldis Podcast ServiceNow series. Our guest today is Alex Beachy. Alex is the Senior Director of the ServiceNow platform at ICF. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. It's exciting just seeing how many of these that you guys have cranked out through the years. I'm just grateful to be a part of so many great people that are a part of your program.
And we're delighted to have you. I was very much looking forward to this one in particular. Obviously, we've known each other a little while now. So excited to talk about the work you're doing at ICF. But let's start with you. Alex, tell us about your background, particularly your journey from where you got started, what got you interested in technology, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the Senior Director of the ServiceNow platform for ICF.
It's interesting. I've always felt like my journey's been a bit of a schizophrenic rocket, I'll say.
One way to put non-traditional, but I like it.
Exactly. So I spent a lot of time in the Marine Corps. I went in as an infantry guy who found an opening as a helicopter pilot, and that sent me on a road. And about the time I was wrapping that up, looking to do something different, the Marine Corps offered me the opportunity to go back and get my master's. And so I turned to my wife. I said, hey, it's a rare opportunity to be paid a full-time employee salary while going back to school. So let's do it. And I was accepted into the Naval Postgraduate School where I got my master's in computer science. And I will say that's what really started the whole journey of where I am today. Because from there, I had the opportunity to go down to San Diego to a command in the Marine Corps down there, leading a support center for an entire part of the Marine Corps. So it was focused on communications and command and control systems for the Marine Corps. So I had a globally dispersed team that was supporting the Marine Corps with all of these very unique communications and command and control systems. And I adopted or inherited as a part of my taking over an ITSM solution that was built on SharePoint. And I had to live through, I think it was like a 2016 upgrade, or maybe it was a 2015. I don't know. There was an upgrade that I had to survive going from one version of SharePoint to the next. And then we're constantly trying to improve it. And I constantly felt like I was taking the rock of SharePoint and squeezing it and squeezing every little drop of blood I could out of it. And it just never felt right. I didn't like it. I felt like I was spending a lot of money on a technology that didn't support the organization and more holistically the organization. So that sent me on a journey of trying to find the right solution. And honestly, I didn't know anything about ServiceNow at the time. And I wasn't even looking at ServiceNow, but they happened to come into our organization one day. I was invited to a meeting. Very stereotypically me, I was probably about 10 minutes late. And I walked in very unenthusiastically. And a very dear friend of mine now at the time is standing in front of the conference table. I sit down at the corner, completely disinterested. And he's talking about the ServiceNow platform. And within, I would say, about 4.5 minutes of him talking or me hearing him, I was the most interested person in the room. I'm like, holy cow, you guys can solve all of my problems with out-of-the-box capabilities, and you have thousands of engineers working to support it, and I have 4 SharePoint developers. I want to be done chasing this game. So that was, talk about literally a moment in time that completely transformed my whole sort of technology roadmap, was that meeting. And I was halfway out the door with the Marine Corps at the time. So unfortunately for the ServiceNow sales team, I did not get to close that deal. And they still haven't closed it. My command still hasn't, my old command still hasn't bought it. It makes me bang my head against the wall. But I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity as I left the Marine Corps to join ServiceNow. And I supported the Navy Marine Corps team on the sales side there for about 3.5 years and just fell even more madly in love with the technology. I'm a believer in it. And about, 8 or 9 months ago now at this point, ICF, who I'd had a really good standing partnership with in a series of accounts, they reached out to me and offered me the opportunity to take over the ServiceNow practice here at ICF. And the perfect marriage of my time in the Marine Corps and the leadership aspects and things I learned there to tie it together with the technology that I absolutely admire. And it was just a perfect culmination point for me. And so that's what led me to here. And now leading the ServiceNow practice, really focused on bringing the best and brightest to bear for our clients and give people an opportunity to make a difference in their own career paths as well.
It's so funny that very much a sliding doors moment. Had you not have attended that meeting, where would you be? But we're happy that you did, because you've landed where you are now. So let's jump straight into it. Look, a lot of people listening who are in the federal and gov space will know who ICF are as a business, huge organization. But as a quick introduction for those listening who are maybe not as familiar with ICF, tell us a little bit about the organization. And then I want to jump straight into your role as the head of the ServiceNow platform.
You know, it's interesting. ICF has been around for a long time. I think 1969, let's call it. They have been focused on really, they formulated out of the desire to grow small business and bring things together and bring opportunities together. And what it's become over the last 50 years or so is, I would consider it, what's intriguing to me is it's very mission focused and specific. It's a large consulting firm, 11,000 employees, focused on mostly making a difference in the world, whether that's environmental, whether it's healthcare, very specific focused opportunities. And which is really cool. Talk about going from the Marine Corps and leaving that to where it's like, trying to find a spot that is devoted to a mission again. So I would say ICF has a really great focus on the mission. And back in 2020, they started their platform transformation journey. So through a series of acquisitions, they built the ServiceNow practice over the last 3-4 years now. And that, what it really means is that we're marrying that mission-oriented subject matter expertise with technologies that both support the business, our ICF business, as well as our clients' business. So bringing that mission-led focus using technology to better support organizations. So that's, in a nutshell, what it is. We focus on a few key parts of the platform and really try and build our business around those mission areas as best we can.
As someone who's sat on both sides of the table in this conversation, both the buyer and seller, and now back to implementation again, can you talk to us about what you've learned having been on both sides? And when you look at the work you're doing day to day, where are some of the highest demands that you're seeing from ICF's customer base for the ServiceNow platform?
Lessons learned, a lot of them. So I would say my top one is that success is a three-legged stool. So if you look at one leg being the client, one leg being ServiceNow, and the other leg being the partner, I think that's where the magic happens when you get that, laying risk out on the table, being communicative, weighing all of the options. It's not easy to do. A lot of times you're dealing with egos and different objectives. But really, at the end of the day, I think the good partnerships, that three-legged stool, everybody's focused on great outcomes. When I was trying to be a customer, I'm focused on my own mission. I want to improve the way in which we do things. ServiceNow, equally, all I wanted for my clients, and I think a lot of my teammates back at ServiceNow, like all they want to do is have the technology used to provide value back to the mission of the client. And then ICF and other key partners, that's all we want to deliver. We want to deliver value at a speed that people can handle. And a lot of times when success doesn't happen, it's usually because one of those legs is missing from the stool. And it's not because people don't want to be a part of it. I think it's often because the doors aren't open, the willingness to collaborate isn't quite there. And that's a hard one for people to get over. But I would say that's the biggest lesson learned, having been now on all three sides of it, is every time I see success or every time I see a lesson learned where we didn't quite reach success, it's because one of the legs was missing from the stool.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Look, given the role that you have and the position ICF hold in this space, you've got a high level oversight of who's needing what. And within the ServiceNow ecosystem, it's obviously gained so much traction and attention over the past few years. Where are you seeing the demand for you and your team to come in and help your customers? What are some of the main things that stand out? And maybe an example of one or two recent projects that you're particularly excited about.
So we break out our business into three, what we call pillars. So we have platform innovation, enterprise service delivery, and digital portfolio governance. So there's a series of technologies, of ServiceNow technologies that support that application sets. In each one, the iron is hot. And platform innovation is still all around custom applications. I think that's hugely important to every organization. I use custom applications now to help manage our business. Things that don't necessarily fit into an out-of-the-box solution or are complementary to an out-of-the-box solution, but there's still 100% that demand, that desire. And I think as people think through and try to grow in the citizen development, whether you want to call it that, or some more mission-focused application sets, that's a huge topic. That's a huge area of interest to a lot of our client base. Within enterprise service delivery, ITSM is still there, but I think it's largely had its time. There's still going to be new customers who need it and want it and those types of things. But where I really see the change happening for me is in HR service delivery. The idea of modernizing the workplace experience, that is the next ITSM. In the next 3 years, I think there's going to be a huge spike in growth in the HR space because I think everybody's trying to compete there. But to me, ServiceNow is the only platform that can do it all and do it well. And so we're seeing a lot of demand from there. And that's a huge focus area. It is now surpassed. We have more certified HR implementation specialists than we do ITSM. It's our biggest area. And then in digital portfolio governance, I'd really say it's SPM. With the sprinkling of APM, I honestly think every client should start with APM. ITOM and APM, understand your technology domain so you can transform everything. Not everybody's ready for that though, but SPM, I can run any project, whether it's an IT project, whether it's building a ship, whether it's creating an airplane, all of that can be run through SPM. And so that's another area where we see a lot of traction and it's just getting them there. Also, just more generally, is the desire to run it like a platform. It's a platform for digital work. So I think there's more and more organizations who are starting to understand that and actually do many different things on the platform. But those three are kind of my focus areas right now.
Thank you for sharing. And that is a great segue into your role and looking ahead. You and I were speaking, I think it was last week, about the exciting investment that ICF is making at the ServiceNow and I suppose the workload that you've got for the year ahead. So let's talk a bit more about that. I know you're passionate about the growth of ServiceNow and the ICF offering. So can you give us some insight into your outlook on 2024, what you've been tasked to build and how that's going to translate to projects and ultimately opportunities for people to join you on this journey.
Yeah, I'm going to take that question a few different ways. So one is from the talent aspect. So one of our major focus, like I talked about the pillars, is aligning our business strategy with our people strategy. So there's a whole new focus for us in how we recruit and retain our talent. My goal from a talent aspect is that I want to put phenomenal people back into the ecosystem. When somebody moves on from ICF or continues to stay, either way, I want everybody else to turn and go, darn, ICF always produces top talent. Everybody that goes there comes away awesome. That's my goal from a talent perspective. But it means having focus on what we're going to be exceptional at and where we're going to partner, and then how we're going to grow our talent in the areas of where we're really, really strong. And it falls into those three pillars. From a more of an like an offering perspective, though, we're releasing our first offering on the ServiceNow store starting in January. And that is, it's focused on mission applications and sort of that citizen development movement. And it basically is a subsequent 30-day rollout of a governance model within the first 30 days of how to do citizen development, help people establish the right frameworks and ingestion and analytics so they can make the right decisions about what ideas they bring to bear as a mission-focused application, whether that's citizen dev or they have independent people who are building it. And then the next 30 days is all about putting an application through that pipeline and getting it out on the streets, getting it through to production and inside of 30 days. And then 90 days is replicating that. The next 30 days is doing it again. So now it becomes that muscle memory. So that's the first offering that we're putting out on the store. But where we're looking to the future from an offering standpoint also is really around content packs. So I'm not trying to become an application development partner. Our business model isn't set up that way. And I really want to focus where we're good. But where we see a lot of clients, especially federal clients across the board, are always doing the same sorts of things over and over again. We're having to do a lot of common implementations. And so the content pack idea, and ServiceNow creates these today, and I just think it's hugely successful. It's very beneficial to our business model, is creating specific sets of update sets and configurations that are packaged as a content pack, put on the ServiceNow store for download, and basically convert some of the out-of-the-box functionality into the things that like a federal or a large organization needs to adopt quickly. So it's pre-packaged, ready to go, and it's where we see those common things. So from each of those pillars that I talk about, my goal is to release a content pack within each of those pillars as a starting framework for 2024. So we're centering our whole business model around it as an organization.
Very cool. One of the things you touched on there was talent. And given the success ICF is having within the ServiceNow space, we're seeing more and more companies move towards it all the time. You and your team are going to be very busy in 2024. And part of what we talked about was the growth opportunity. So I want to finish on talking about the talent component, in particular, the difficulties it is in attracting talent within ServiceNow because of the supply and demand shortage. So as a leader of a ServiceNow division, when you're speaking to people about ICF, the mission, the environment, the culture, what you're building, what is it that you tell them that gets people excited enough to join ICF over some of the other great companies also trying to hire?
The thing that I really liked about ICF when I was on the ServiceNow side is everybody I talked to was like, I felt like they were experts. I just generally connected with them as a passion for the technology, but also as people too. And so the thing that I love about it is you get to work with some really fantastic people in a very large, diverse organization focused on really good mission sets. And for what we're trying to accomplish, like we're trying to grow talent in unique and special ways. And I think that makes us a differentiator. We're not trying to be the body shop. We want people who take ownership of their career, who understand the platform and know what they want to really be good at. And we want to foster that. And then because we're a large organization, like I have peers who deal in other platform technologies. And so you get to also work with other technologies. Like you're not just going to be solely ServiceNow, but you're going to be focused on ServiceNow, but touching into other technologies as a part of it. So as a technologist at heart, like that's one thing that I love to see is like, how are we connecting different things together? What proofs of concept are we bringing to our client base so that they can go ahead and then implement those things as well? We can help them do that. So I think from an ICF standpoint, I like to think it makes us different. I don't know all of the other partners out there, but we really do have a focus on specific mission sets, and we try and build our business in alignment with our talent so that at the end of the day, everybody wins. Whether you're coming here for a short stint and you just want to cut your teeth on some ServiceNow, certain expertise, you're going to get that. You're going to be a much better ServiceNow technologist by coming here because we're focused on driving those outcomes for our clients and building the talent that we need. And you're going to be doing it while you're focused on really cool mission sets. And I think that's what really, to me, sets us apart.
That's that sales side coming through in spades there. What a great summary, Alex. You've convinced me. But seriously, though, obviously, you and I have been speaking for a while now. I was very excited to get you on the show because your background is so interesting. And the work that ICF is doing within ServiceNow is incredible and is only going to continue to grow. So we want to get the message out there for our community, many of whom within the ServiceNow space, that ICF is a great place to advance their skill set and work on amazing projects. So we appreciate you coming on and telling your story. We wish you, the team, and everyone at ICF the best of luck in the months and years to come. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for allowing me to be a part of this. I love listening to the podcast, so I really appreciate it today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.